It's time for Truth for the Times with Pastor Peter J. Peters. Truth for the Times will give you new insight, knowledge, and understanding of the times. This program may not be politically correct, but it is biblically correct. You've heard the lies and deceptions of the day. Now it's time for the truth. However, we must warn you, due to the nature of truth and man, this program could be offensive, shocking, and even frightening. But remember, the truth sets free and changeth not. And this Truth for the Times broadcast could very well change your life. So take time for this Truth for the Times broadcast with Pastor Peter J. Peters.
Have you noticed that in America we have today more churches than we have ever had before in the history of our country? And at the same time, we have more divorce than we've ever had before, more crime than we've ever had before, more child abuse than we've ever had before, more homosexuals than we've ever had before, and so on. Is there a correlation? Well, I'm Pastor Pete Peters, and in this Truth for the Times broadcast, we're going to be talking about special truths and insights that maybe you've never heard before. Special truths and insights that we give in our special introductory packet. We decided in this broadcast we would share with you some of the material that's in that special introductory packet. We'll be telling you more about the packet. The introductory packet is designed to introduce you to truths and knowledge and understanding that perhaps you've never heard before. For example, consider what I just said, a possible correlation between the fact that we have in America today more churches than we've ever had before, more TV evangelists than we've ever had before, more radio preachers than we've ever had before, and more sin in our land than we've ever had before. Do you think there's a valid correlation? Well, Jeremiah says there is. For example, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, Jeremiah addresses a woe to the religious leaders of his day. He looked around and saw in his land a problem, and he said, "Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture." Now, Jeremiah understood the correlation that exists in society, a chain of cause and effect, which we address in some literature that we're going to share with you a little bit further in this broadcast. What is it that determines the economic system, which, by the way, determines the social system? Well, there's a chain of cause and effect, and it goes all the way down, and there in the bottom layer of that chain of cause and effect, Jeremiah understood that the religious leaders had to accept responsibility for the things that he saw in the land, such as, in verse 14, Jeremiah says, "Also among the prophets of Jerusalem, I have seen a horrible thing." What did he see? Well, he goes on to describe it. He said, "The committing of adultery and walking in falsehood, and they," who's he speaking of? The religious leaders, "strengthen the hands of evildoers, so that no one has turned back from his wickedness, and all of them have become to me like Sodom, and her inhabitants like Gomorrah." Notice what he said here in Jeremiah 23:14. He said, "I am appalled. I look out there and I see Sodom and Gomorrah, the increase in homosexuality. I see increases in crime and adultery and wickedness." And he said, "They," those religious leaders, "are actually strengthening the hands of evildoers." And then he makes a very profound statement, a statement that I want you to consider. It's found in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 22. First, I read the first part of it. He said, "But if they stood in my counsel, they would have announced my words to my people and would have turned them back from their evil way and from the evil of their deeds." Now, there was the bottom line. Right there where the rubber met the road, so to speak, was the fact he said to those religious leaders that he was pronouncing a woe to, "Had you announced my words, proclaimed my counsel, you would have turned the people away from their wicked deeds rather than strengthening them in their wickedness." Now, this is just one truth that we cover in our special introductory packet, which I have here at the desk. We're going to show just a moment on the screen, but it consists of, first of all, an audio-video cassette catalog. a sample copy of our Scriptures for America newsletter, and a special cassette tape called the Introductory Special Truth for the Times, and 8 special coupon tracks. There it is on the screen. This special introductory offer consists of a C60 cassette tape, our special coupon tracks, sample copy of our Scriptures for America newsletter, and the catalog. And if you'd like to have that, order that special introductory packet for $2, write to Truth for the Times, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. And we're going to be covering in this Truth for the Times broadcast points that we cover in that introductory packet. Now, your Creator has told you not just to go to church or to listen to some preacher tell you that Jesus loves you. By the way, I think by now you should probably know that. It's time for you to know that Jesus expects you to love Him. That's the issue. It's not whether God loves us. The issue is whether we love God. And when we're disobedient to His commandments, we do not. Christ made it clear when He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Now, what I'm going to show you here in Proverbs is a commandment of God. In Proverbs 4, verse 7, it says, "Get wisdom, and with thy getting get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote you." Now, that was a commandment. In other words, if you want to put it in a paraphrase, let's call it a Pete Peters paraphrase, he's saying to his people, get smart, will you? Wise up. And don't you think it's about time we do just that? And that's what we want you to do, and that's why we're offering this special introductory packet. Now, there are other scriptures, such as Proverbs 1:5, that says, "A wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel." We're also told that tremendous blessings will come to us, tremendous blessings if we will do what He says to do. We read about those blessings in Proverbs 3, verse 13 through 18. Now, I'm not talking about the blessings that you hear ministers say, this world's not your home and you're just passing through and you get to die and go to heaven. Well, I'm talking about the blessings that He speaks of in Proverbs 3, verses 13 through 18. If you're interested in health, wealth, honor, prosperity, long life, you really ought to read that passage of Scripture. I'm not going to read it for you. You've got a Bible somewhere in the house. Some of you can dig it out, blow the dust off of it, and read Proverbs 3, 13 through 18. He keeps His word. If you go after knowledge and understanding, there will be a reward. On the other hand, there is a consequence if we do not obey what He's told us to do. You see, if we choose to simply be ignorant, some people say ignorant is bliss. Well, there's a lot of blissful people planning on dying and going to heaven that are absolutely ignorant as bedbugs going to churches these days because they have never taken seriously this command to get wisdom and understanding. The consequences? Well, Hosea tells us one of the consequences. In Hosea chapter 4, this is what he says in verse 14. He said, "So the people without understanding are ruined." Hosea 4:14. Why did he tell us to get understanding? Because he knows that the people without it are ruined. Our lives, our homes, our families, our nation is being ruined. Now, you can face the facts if you want, or you don't have to, I suppose, if you want to live in the blissful ignorance and close your eyes to the things around you. We are being destroyed. And Hosea said, in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, he said, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." Now, that's one of the reasons I'm giving you this information that is contained in our special introductory packet that we'd like to send to you. Because we recognize that His people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Your children's future and your grandchildren's future, you know, it's been destroyed. What do you think happens to their future when they come into this world and you've got a mortgage on their head and a mortgage on your grandchildren's head? Do you think that was God's plan? No, not at all. You see, it's time for us to start going after knowledge and understanding. On coupon number one, we have what we call foundational material. Now, these coupons are designed to after you hear the cassette tape, the introductory tape, we address different coupons, and you can tear off that coupon and check out what you want on it and send it to us, and it'll be sent to you. But we call coupon number one, or at least I do, the foundational material. Because if you're going to go after knowledge and understanding, you need to have some foundation. Now, one of the things we list on coupon number one is the subject of the four stages to spiritual truth. Did you know there's actually four stages to spiritual truth? Now, if you're listening to this broadcast and you just happen to tune it in and you see some preacher talking and you're very skeptical and you're very untrusting of what this guy has to say, but you would like to know some of the information, chances are you are in stage number three. I really commend you, because stage number three are the types of people that we are reaching out for, because they are reaching out for further understanding. However, if you're one of those people and you're sitting back and saying, you know, I am so concerned because brother so-and-so is watching that Pastor Peters on television, and I just think we need to pray for brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so because he's saying things I've never heard before, and we just don't teach that at our church. Well, chances are you are stage two. And it's interesting, a psychiatrist did a study. Now, I don't put a lot of credence in psychiatry, don't get me wrong, but there was an interesting book written a few years back called The Road Less Traveled by Dr. Peck. And he discovered some growth processes in people, and I took that discovery of his and related it to the scriptures and wrote this booklet called The Four Stages to Spiritual Truth. There are actually four stages to spiritual truth. Now, this book, The Four Stages to Spiritual Truth, is offered when you in our coupon track. In fact, if you were to order our special introductory offer and you were interested after hearing some information about the four stages of spiritual truth, what we try to do on our cassette tape is to give you some information, and then if you want more information, you can write and request that piece of material. All you'd have to do is take out your little pen and check this box here, and the four stages to spiritual truth will be mailed to you with this coupon free of charge, absolutely no charge. And don't worry about the fact that someone's going to be dunning you for money. We're not interested in your money, we're interested in you getting smart. And it's about time for us to go after wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And I don't mean to be sarcastic about it, but it's very important because our people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Now, the people that are in different stages of growth, when they discover what stage they're in, they can understand why they react to certain things as they do. And if you are in one stage and someone else is in another stage, how do you talk to them? Well, our book, The Four Stages of Spiritual Truth, answers that particular subject. Of course, a long time ago, someone asked a question. It was a troubled man. His name was Pilate. And he said, before he faced probably the greatest decision that any man's ever had to face in his life, he said, "What is truth?" Well, I think that's a foundational question, don't you? But the answer was given to us by the source of all truth, Jesus Christ. He said, "Thy word is truth." The word of God is truth. Now, if you would like to know, how can I be sure that the Bible is the word of God, his truth? How do I know that the Bible is the inspired word of God? Well, we address that on our coupon track number one, because we have a cassette tape entitled, "How Do We Know the Bible's the Inspired Word of God?" How do you know? You know, and don't you hear the arguments? Oh, you know, men wrote that thing. That's just a bunch of writings of men. And it's been translated, and there's been so much lost in the translations, so forth and so on. Well, it's an honest question, and there ought to be ways that we can answer it, and answer it logically and scientifically. Well, I'm going to tell you what those answers are, or at least give you some of them. If you want all the answers, you have to have our coupon track, and you can check off that particular point on the coupon and request the tape. But right after this break, I'll tell you some of the points of how you can be sure that the Bible is the Word of God. So stay with me.
America the Conquered. The book serving as a wake-up call to a sleeping people. The prophet Isaiah cried, "Awake, awake to a people and a nation asleep to their conquest." America the Conquered by Pastor Peter J. Peters tells how, why, and proves it so. It's only for those who can face the truth. Available for an $8 offering, write to Truth for the Times, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. Also order the Truth for the Times introductory offer. It's a 60-minute cassette tape by Pastor Peters. With it comes a special coupon track allowing you access to new insight and truth, plus a cassette tape catalog listing over 500 messages by Pastor Peters. Write to Truth for the Times, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535.
So how can we be sure that the Bible is the inspired Word of God? Well, the points that we cover in our cassette tape, which you can order with the special coupon for half price, we know that the Bible is the inspired Word of God, one, by its superior knowledge. Why, man has found out that the earth is round in the last few hundred years. Did you know that Isaiah, way before the time of Christ, showed us in Scripture that the earth was round? Man has just discovered over the last century or so, as he's developed stronger and stronger telescopes, that the stars cannot be numbered. There was a time, however, that the stars were numbered. They had them all counted. Yet the Bible told us, way before the time of Christ, that it was impossible to number the stars. We know the Bible's inspired Word of God by its fulfilled prophecy. We know the Bible's inspired Word of God by... Well, why, I'm not going to tell you all the points. If you want to know the points and want to hear the story, you can write for this special introductory offer. And when you hear portions of the cassette tape and decide you want that particular message, you just check off on the coupon and send it to us, and you can get it at practically our cost. Did you know that the Bible has been declared by the United States Congress to be the Word of God, by the way? It's called Public Law 97-20, and chances are, you probably didn't know that. Well, there's a lot of things that you may not know that you really need to know, such as the greatest love story never told. Now, that's a story that most people do not know. Even the ones that have been going to church all their life, they've never heard the greatest love story never told. Now, let's stop and think about it. Most of men's songs and his poetries and writings, are they not about love? But what kind of love? Romantic love, a man's love for a woman, and his wife and his sweetheart and that type of thing. But most people have never stopped to realize that we have been created in our Father's image. We're told that in the book of Genesis 1, verse 27. Our capacity to love comes from Him. Now, if we have that capacity for romantic love, what about the Creator's capacity for romantic love? You see, most people, when they hear about the love of God, all they've ever heard about is a father's love for his son, or a shepherd's love for his sheep, or maybe a Creator's love for his creation. But what about a man's love for a woman? A romantic love, one that drives him to his knees and proposal, where he wants to take care of her for the rest of his life and live with her. Now, there is a greatest love story never told. Did you know that the God of the Christian Bible had a wife, that he was married, that he was divorced? Do you know that love story? Well, in our book called The Greatest Love Story Never Told, we tell that story. It's called The Greatest Love Story Never Told. It's one of love, romance, intrigue, divorce, conspiracy, action, murder. In fact, in the book I put on the back of it, it says, starring the great I Am as the husband, Abraham as the father of the bride, Israel as the unfaithful wife, and the children of Israel as the cast of millions. You see, the greatest love story never told is not one of those stories where they met and fell in love and lived happily ever after. Sad to say, it's just not that way. In fact, I need to warn you, this is an R-rated production. It's an R-rated production because not only is there love and romance, but there is fighting, intrigue, divorce. Did you know that her husband tried to kill her when he found out of her unfaithfulness? It's all part of the story. Do you know how they kissed and made up? Do you know about their honeymoon? How he carried her across the threshold called the River Jordan to her new home and all the children that they had? Do you know about her unfaithfulness and about her divorce? Yes, a divorce. And do you know what redemption, how it ties into this story? Do you know that he promised to make her once again a pure virgin? Chances are you don't, because you've not heard the greatest love story never told. If you would like to hear that story, we'd like to tell it to you. If you write for our introductory offer on coupon number 2, there is the book, The Greatest Love Story Never Told. Or if you would rather have the cassette tape, we have a cassette tape album. I'm going to open this thing up here. A cassette tape album that consists of the book, The Greatest Love Story Never Told. There it is on the screen. And the four-part cassette tape, which allows you to hear the story of The Greatest Love Story Never Told. This is one of our more popular cassette tape albums. Now, if you'd like to have that at a very, very reduced price, all you do is send in coupon number 2, check it off, and mail it to us, and you will learn The Greatest Love Story Never Told. This is a special coupon offer. Now, if you want to have this introductory coupon offer, which consists of, first of all, a cassette tape catalog, a C60 cassette tape, the coupon tracks, and a sample copy of our Scriptures for America newsletter. When I say sample, what we do is when we send it to you, there's a little coupon attached to it. If you, after reading it, want to start receiving it on a regular basis, you fill it out and send it back to us, and that'll be sent to you free of charge on a regular basis. And as I said, nobody's going to be contacting you for money. This is an offer for you. And if you want it, you can write to us and close a $2 offering. Our mailing address is very simple. It's Truth for the Times, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. Now, I know that many of you have never heard The Greatest Love Story Never Told, nor have you heard of the history of early America. Did you know that the Anglo-Americans, early in the history of America, considered this land the promised land of 2 Samuel 7:10? And they considered themselves as the people of Israel. In our booklet called Awake, Awake, O America, You Are in the Bible, we address that. Coupon number 3, if you take and check it and send it in to us, you can have this book, Awake, Awake, O America, You Are in the Bible, free of charge. It's a good little booklet, very simple reading. Did you know that there is in Scripture a land called Zion that has an eastern sea, a western sea? Did you know that there is a land in the Bible called Zion that had unwalled villages and a multitude of cattle and that type of thing? Well, that's all in this little booklet called Awake, Awake, O America, You Are in the Bible. If you want it, all you do is take and fill out coupon number 3, check it off, and that booklet will be sent to you free of charge. Here's something that you might be interested in. Our booklet called The Greatest Discovery of Our Age. Now, in this booklet, The Greatest Discovery of Our Age, we have a little exercise. It consists of a sentence, and I'm going to have that sentence put up on the screen. And when it's put up on the screen or the television set there, I want you to count right now, how many F's do you see in that sentence? Finished files are the results of years of scientific study combined with the experience of many years. Count the number of F's. Go ahead and do it right now. I bet you can't get them all. Count the number of F's. How many do you see? Simple exercise. I hope you'll do it right now. Count the number of F's. How many do you see? Most people, when they count those numbers of F's in that sentence, they see only 3. How many did you see? course, there's no way for you to tell me. I'm curious, but I will tell you this. Most people only see three F's. Now, I'm going to bring it up on the screen again, and we're going to go through them, but there are actually six F's in that sentence. What most people see, read it right now and see if you can count the six F's. Finished files are the results of years of scientific study combined with the experience of many years. The first F is in the word finished, the first word. The next F is in the word files, the second word. The third F is in the word of. The second line, there is the word of right before the word years. The fourth F is years of, again of. The fifth F is scientific, has the word F. And then the last one is the second to the last line, experience of many years. Most people cannot see, they cannot see the word of as being a word with F. Now, maybe you were the exception, but why is it that most only count three F's rather than six? Although they know what the word, or the letter, I should say, of looks like. They can count, they have eyes, but they don't see. The answer to that is, it's based upon the way we have been trained to see. You see, we learn to spell phonetically. And to us, the word of is O-V. But when we see O-F, because we have learned phonetically the word of being O-V, we don't see the F. And so it is with the ways that we have been trained in our past, it affects what we see in the Word of God. So our booklet, The Greatest Discovery of Our Age, which is offered on the coupon track, addresses that and shows you, allows you to see with your eyes a truth that most never see, a truth that America is in the Bible, a truth that pertains to a people, a nation, a race, if you will. And I'm not talking about the Jews. If you've heard the story, the Jews are God's chosen people. And now, when you have that put in your mind, as you read the Scriptures, what will you see? It will make a difference. What you've got to determine is whether or not that statement is true. Well, these are offered in our special, these truths and these understandings are made available, let me put it that way, in our special introductory offer, which consists of a cassette tape, special catalog, special 8-part coupon track, and a sample copy of our Scriptures for America newsletter. I hope that you'll write for it. We're going to be right back after this break to give you some more understanding and special truths. So stay with us.
Pastor Peters will be right back with more Truth for the Times. Have you ordered your Truth for the Times introductory offer? It's a 60-minute cassette message by Pastor Peters. It will introduce you to a host of new and life-changing truths. This tape comes with a special coupon track, giving you privileged access to a treasure of new knowledge and understanding. Plus, you get a cassette tape catalog listing over 500 messages by Pastor Peters. Write to Truth for the Times, P.O. Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535. Enclose a $2 offering for postage and handling. By the way, have you read America the Conquered by Pastor Peters? If not, you should. Available for an $8 offering. Write to Truth for the Times, P.O. Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535.
I do hope that you will order our special introductory packet. I suppose one of our most popular little books is this book called The Greatest Discovery of Our Age. When you have the coupon track, you will be able to get this book at nearly, well, less than our cost. It just covers the cost of postage. I'm going to bring this up on the screen. This little book, The Greatest Discovery of Our Age, is easy reading. It is based upon the Scriptures. And when you get done, you will make a discovery that is one of the greatest discoveries of our age. As I said, it deals with the discovery of a people, and I'm not talking about Jewish people. Well, on that subject, on coupon track number 3, we also have a track called, not a track, I should say a cassette tape that's offered called Jews, Gentiles, and Basic Identity. Now, if you think that the word Jew means Israel, and that the word Gentile means non-Jew, you really need to order that tape, because it will give you understanding and insight, because it just simply isn't so. The word Jew does not mean Israelite, and the word Gentile does not mean the word or the definition non-Jew. And of course, if we don't have the right definitions, there's no way we can have proper understanding when we read something about the Israelites or when we read about the word Gentile in the New Testament scriptures. Now, we have written a book that has been a very popular book dealing with America's problems. America, most people know right now that something is wrong inside of her borders. There seems to be something wrong. They find themselves working more and more these days and enjoying it less. That is, they're enjoying the fruits of their labor less because there's less and less on their paycheck. Why? And why are these other things happening? One example that we give in our book called America the Conquered is the fact that there's only one way that you can take a nation's flag and burn it publicly. There is only one way that you can take a nation's flag and burn it publicly. Now, that's been done in America, but there's only one way you can do it. You have to first conquer the nation. For example, let me just give you an example. In World War II, a lot of people would have liked to have gone over to Germany and in front of Hitler taken the German flag and burned it. But they couldn't do it. There was only one way that they could burn the flag of the Germans before their eyes without retaliation from the people. They had to first conquer the people. And so it is. America has been conquered. And we address America the Conquered in our book by that title. It'll show here on the screen, America the Conquered. It is a book that's over 200 and some pages of illustrations and facts and proofs that America not only has been conquered, but she's been conquered in accordance with Bible prophecy. Isaiah told of a time, place, and a people that would be conquered unaware. He said, "Awake, awake." They were asleep. "Loose yourself from the chains around your neck, O captives." What happened? A people had been conquered unaware. This book not only shows that you have been conquered, America, but that it's been done in accordance with Bible prophecy, that it's been done before in the history of God's people. It shows the writings of the ancient Chinese general Sun Tzu in The Art of War, how to conquer a nation without the people being known that they were conquered, and all the proofs and evidences of conquest. In fact, we tell people, if after ordering this book, America the Conquered, you are not convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that she has been, in accordance with Scripture, then you return it to us and we'll gladly refund the few dollars it'll cost you to get it. And you can get that book for a very few dollars when you order it with our special coupon track number 4. And we also have a 6-part cassette tape series and a cassette tape album by the same title. It, too, is offered on this coupon track, and you can order it at a very, very reduced price. Believe it or not, America is no longer the land of the free and the home of the brave. Oh, if you want to believe that, go ahead. I suppose it's all right. The truth of the matter is, and most people are not able or willing to face the truth, we're the land of the slaves, and we're not brave enough to face the reality that we have reaped in America for our sins. Oh, be not deceived, America. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. There's been a war and a revolution going on in America, a war against God and His law. Remember the sexual revolution of the 60s? Well, who do you think you were fighting, America? It was God. And now those people are reaping the consequences, and you'll learn all about it in our book called America the Conquered. Now, many people know that America has problems, and quite often they blame her problems on conspiracies or other peoples. There have been blames laid upon bankers and blames laid upon Jews and blames laid upon other groups of people. But that's not where the blame belongs at all. There is a conspiracy in the land, but the conspiracy is the conspiracy that Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel, spoke of. The conspiracy between prophet, priest, and king. Do you know what that conspiracy is? The conspiracy between prophet, priest, and king? Well, if you were to order our booklet, which with the coupon is free of charge, entitled None Ever Call It Conspiracy, we'll show it here on the screen. If you order this booklet, you will find out that there is a conspiracy, and it exists between church and state. By the way, that little path that goes from the Capitol to the church building is a stretched out dollar bill. And what does that have to do with anything? Well, when you order that particular book, None Ever Call It Conspiracy, you will learn the relationship, known in nature as the symbiotic relationship, known in the Bible as the conspiracy between prophet, priest, and king. Briefly, I'll just give you some of the information that you will get in more detail if you were to order our introductory packet, and even more detail if you take advantage and just order this free using the coupon that's in that packet. But in nature, there's a symbiotic relationship, for example, with the water buffalo in Africa and the tick bird. The way it works is very simple. As the water buffalo grazes and devours his grasses and so forth, the herbs of the field, the ticks and the flies begin to accumulate on his back, making life most unpleasant. So along comes this little tick bird, and he lands on the back of that water buffalo, and he begins to have easy pickings. You see, he has easy pickings, and he makes the life of the water buffalo far more comfortable. And so there is nature's symbiotic relationship right there on the screen, with the tick bird on its back as he eats the grass. And the tick bird gets easy pickings. The water buffalo, he has an easier life. It's kind of one of those relationships of you scratch my back and I'll scratch your back. Well, what is the symbiotic relationship that exists today between church and state that the prophet Ezekiel in the Bible called a conspiracy of prophet, priest, and king? Well, have you ever heard of the tax-exempt status that is offered to those churches that tell the people to always obey Caesar and be subject to the authorities, and the relationship exists, they get the tax-exempt status. As a government out of control devours the fruits of the people's labor, they don't have the pesky resistance landing on their back. It's a very interesting symbiotic relationship, and we cover it all in our booklet called None Ever Call It Conspiracy. And we also cover in that booklet a special equation that all tyrants understand. Now, the slaves, the serfs, the servants, the peasants, you people out there that fill your mind full of the garbage of Hollywood and all, and made to just enjoy your football games and submit to what's happening in our land, you never know about this equation. But let me tell you, King George knew about the equation. King Pharaoh knew about the equation. King Nebuchadnezzar knew about the equation. And Ahab and Jezebel up there in the White House today, they know about this equation. And if you want to know what equation I'm talking about, you're going to have to write and request this little track called None Ever Call It Conspiracy. Also in the track, we talk about the chain of cause and effect. Let me give you an example. The social system is determined by what? The economic system. You know your economics affect your social life. What is it that determines the economic system? How about the political system? Most people know that the next band of Babylonian horse thieves that we put in Washington, D.C. are in one way or another going to have an effect upon their wallets and their purses and their pocketbooks. Because the political system affects the economic system, which affects the social system. Well, what is it that affects the political system? What is it that determines the political system in a society? Well, the answer to that is the religion, the spiritual condition of that society. We know, for example, that it would have been political suicide 20 years ago to have been for what they call, quote, gay rights, which in reality is nothing more than sad rights. Well, today we know that you can get elected president Why? Well, because the spiritual condition of the people has changed. The spiritual condition determines the political condition, which determines the economic condition, which determines the social condition. And what is it that determines the spiritual condition? Well, there are more chains to this chain of cause and effect, but for you to know it, you're going to have to write and request this little tract. And all you do, it's very simple, let me find it here, you just take the coupon, tear it off, check it out, and send it to us, and that tract will be sent to you free of charge. Another thing that we address that most people do not talk about, and that is resistance to evil. Now, in our churches today, we have been taught that the law of God's been done away with. Well, if the law of God's been done away with, what replaces it? You see, a vacuum doesn't remain. If we do away with God's law, that only leaves man's law. And what are you going to do when man begins to pass law that violates the laws of God? If you, by the way, want to know that God's law is still on the books, or in the book, I should say, and still in force, you need to write for our 6-part cassette tape album called God's Law. We address in that album all the arguments that are given in the churches, such as, well, you know, Galatians 3 says that now that faith has come, the law has been done away with, and so forth and so on. We address all those scriptures. And if you want that cassette tape album, 6-part cassette tape, proving that God's law still is in force, all you have to do is write and request it, and we'll send it to you. But you get it at a very, very reduced price when you have the coupon tract to use. Well, what about authority, resistance, or obedience? What's going to happen when a law is passed by man that violates God's law? For example, this has happened before. The example I come to right now is the example in the book of Exodus. Remember that Pharaoh passed a law that said that all the firstborn had to be thrown into the river Nile. Now, if we had our modern day preachers there on the scene in Exodus chapter 1, they would say, well, obey Caesar. You've got to obey the authorities. But did the midwives obey the authorities? No. They disobeyed that law that King Pharaoh put out. And you know something else? You read your Bible story, and it's not that hard to read. Exodus chapter 1, the Bible says that God blessed those Hebrew midwives. He blessed them for disobeying the, quote, authorities, because they understood that there was a higher authority. In our booklet called Authority, Resistance, or Obedience, you will have the same understanding after reading it as did the Hebrew midwives, as did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as did John and Peter when the city council there in Jerusalem said, you can't preach Christ here anymore. We're going to show this on the screen, Authority, Resistance, or Obedience. If you'd like to have it, order it. And you can have it absolutely free of charge if you order it with the special coupon. This booklet, Authority, Resistance, or Obedience, addresses Romans 13. It addresses such scriptures as 1 Peter chapter 2 that says, be in submission to all the authorities. It gives you truth and knowledge and understanding that our Christian colonial pastors and forefathers had in 1776. Old King George, he had ministers sent out that said, obey the authorities. But those Christian men knew that when King George became a tyrant and violated the law that's on the book called the Bible, that they had to obey a higher law. Now, that understanding is not there in the churches today. And it won't get there unless you go after it and get understanding, churches, Christians. And that's all we're trying to do in this special offer, is for you to get that understanding. I'm going to give you more understanding right after this break, so stay with us, okay?
America the Conquered. The book serving as a wake-up call to a sleeping people. The prophet Isaiah cried, "Awake, awake, to a people and a nation asleep to their conquest." America the Conquered by Pastor Peter J. Peters tells how, why, and proves it so. It's only for those who can face the truth. Available for an $8 offering, write to Truth for the Times, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. Also order the Truth for the Times introductory offer. It's a 60-minute cassette tape by Pastor Peters. With it comes a special coupon track allowing you access to new insight and truth. Plus, a cassette tape catalog listing over 500 messages by Pastor Peters. Write to Truth for the Times, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535.
You know, in our track, Authority, Resistance, or Obedience, the one that I left off with, we have a wanted poster in the front of it. It's called Wanted, Jesus Christ. Wanted by the FBI for teaching the people there is a higher power and authority than Caesar or the state. Wanted by the CIA for causing political unrest at home and abroad. Wanted by the FDA for turning water into wine without a license. Wanted by the EPA for feeding a crowd of 5,000 and threatening the environment. A whole wanted list here. Now, stop and think about it. Chances are, with the laws that are on the books today, Christ might be a wanted man if he was here right now. Most people do not stop to think about the fact that he did come to set man free, free from the pharaohs, free from the Babylonian Nebuchadnezzars, free from the King Georges. But freedom is something we never hear about today. You used to hear it in the old colonial churches back in the 1700s. Today you hear about being free from your sin and getting to die and go to heaven. Well, tyrants don't care if you die and go to heaven or go to hell, as long as your taxes are paid before you leave. But what you need to learn is the kingdom message. The kingdom means government. You'll learn it in this track. Also, if you were to take advantage of our special introductory offer that I've been talking about in this broadcast, all you'd have to do is send in coupon number 6, and you get this booklet free of charge. Or if you wanted our 6-part cassette tape album entitled Authority, Resistance, or Obedience, you would get that at a very, very nominal price by using the coupon. Well, I guess it's one thing to talk about man's law being in violation to God's law, but of course, if you have people believing today that God's law is no longer in effect, it's really a moot point, isn't it? Well, when you order our special introductory packet, you'll have a chance, after listening to our cassette tape that comes with it, to order the 6-part cassette tape album at a very reduced price called God's Law. And believe it or not, God's Law is still on the books. We have on coupon track number 7 what I call the solution track, or actually I guess it's coupon number 6, the solution track. And one of the things we offer in the solution track is our booklet called Saving the Environment, New World Order Style. All you have to do is check off this little part rack and send in the coupon, and you can get that booklet. Saving the Environment, New World Order Style. The point is this. Jesus Christ said, "Think not that I came to destroy the law." I did not come to destroy. Now, if you think that he has, you'll think differently after learning about the law of God, how it applies to the environment. For example, we point out that whenever you see a creation, you know that there is a creator behind that creation. Wherever there is a design, you know that there is a designer. Now the men, the scientists of our day that have studied his creation, they see such an intricate design that it's beyond comprehension as to how it came about. I can tell you how it came about. It came about through a designer. Now stay with me a second. If this design has a designer, is that designer, that engineer, that inventor of this creation any different than any other designer? Whenever, for example, if you get underneath the Christmas tree a package that's got a complicated item with it, guess what always comes with it? An instruction book. A designer gives an instruction book with his design, with his creation. And our God has done no less. It's called his law. It's contained in the Bible. Do you think that he gave us this creation and then he didn't give us an instruction manual to tell us how to run it? You think gave us farmland, for example, and then failed to tell us how to manage and handle and care for that land? Do you know that his law has solutions for environmental pollution, for example? Solution for the pollution of the seas. His law has solutions that will tell you how, not only to save the environment, but it will tell you how you can stop debt and eliminate debt entirely in a nation. Did you know that he has economic laws? Did you know that usury is a violation of economic law and that your entire system of economics today in America is based upon that violation of God's economic law? And you wonder why your children's inheritance has been robbed by debt. When they come into the world, they have a debt shackled to them that they have to pay off. Well, our booklet called Seeing the Environment, New World Order Style, which you can have if you order this through our special introductory offer, addresses these things. You might be interested to know this, that the other day I got a call from a CNN environmental reporter. He had read our book, and he wanted to come out and do a story about us in the book. We don't really trust reporters that much because it's been our experience that truth and understanding from God's Word is not paramount in importance to them. Well, what else can I tell you about? Some people say, but it's oh so overwhelming, Pastor Peters. Things are so bad. I just want to die and go on and meet my Maker. Well, you know something? You have a responsibility. You are called in Scripture, if you are a Christian, the salt of the earth. Now, salt preserves. Salt heals. Salt spice to life. Christ said, if the salt has lost its saltiness, it's good for nothing but to be cast out in the street. And when people find themselves being trampled under the foot of man, man's system, for having rejected God's system, you know something? They lose hope. And there is a reason we have coupon number 7. It's called our motivational and inspirational coupon. In it, we cover a series of tapes that are offered. You can get them at a very, very reduced price, called the Faith Series. You will learn in that Faith Series things about faith that you've never heard before. You remember that old Western song called Turn Your Radio On? That there's a receiver, that we all have a receiver. Well, did you know that in your mind, in the pineal gland, there is a crystal, an actual crystal? You remember the old crystal radios that used to be in existence? You could actually pick up radio broadcasts. You need a battery. You needed no electricity. I used to have one when I was a boy in school. I used to ground it to my metal desk and run the little thing up my sleeve and sit there and listen to it during school. And kind of wish now I'd have paid better attention to my English teacher, because I didn't know at the time I was going to be a preacher. But the point is I had to get radio broadcasts from a little crystal. Do you know that faith is something that you can grow in, and how it works, and how you too can use that crystal? Well, I know some of you say, well, that sounds like New Age. No, you listen to the series called The Faith Series. You'll learn about faith that you've never heard before. Remember, it's our faith that overcomes the world. And by the way, that word world means world order. I checked that out the other day in my Holman Strong Concordance, Holman Concordance Key to Strong's, and it means order, comma, the world. The Bible says it is our faith that overcomes the world. In fact, on coupon number 7, we have the Overcomer series. Let me ask you something. What is it that you have to have more than anything else to be an overcomer? Now, if you said faith, you're wrong. If you said love, you're wrong. Answer is, well, I'm going to tell you the answer. If you want to know what the answer is, what you've got to have more than anything else to be an overcomer, the first thing you've got to have to be an overcomer, which God's people are commanded to be, by the way, overcomers, if you want to know that, then you simply, after, and you will know it if you order our introductory offer, because I tell it on our introductory tape. And then if you want to know more about the Faith series or the Overcomer series, you simply check the coupon and order it. There's a lot of things you probably have never heard. For example, did you know that in this series we point out something that's very interesting, that nowhere in the Bible are people ever told to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and let Him come into their heart? Now, isn't that interesting? I don't know if that impresses you, but it impresses me, because that's all I ever hear anymore is when the question is asked, what shall I do? Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Right now with me, won't you? Let us pray. Praise Jesus. All these people accepted Jesus as their personal Savior. You don't find it anywhere in the Bible. Isn't that interesting? Well, there's more I'd like to cover with you, but on coupon number 8, you'll find out how you can start receiving the Scriptures for America tapes on our cassette tape ministry. We have a cassette tape ministry where our messages are sent out every 2 weeks to people all across America and every state in the Union and in other countries. You'll learn about that, no charge on it. You'll learn how you can have the Scriptures for America newsletter. One of our more recent ones is called Communications and the New World Order. The New World Order is not new, by the way. It's so old it rolled out of the Garden of Eden on a sway-back unicorn. It's old. It's based upon man's plan for this world and not God's. They tried it at the Tower of Babel, and what was it that stopped that effort? It had to do with communications. And by the way, you'll find out that in our material, there's a lot of people that do not want Pastor Peters communicating to you. They're trying to get me off of television. They're trying to get me off the radio. But if you want to hear us on the radio, you can hear us every night on our track, our introductory offer. We tell you how you can order a nice little $35 shortwave radio. And you can hear our program called Scriptures for America, which is on 73.15 on the shortwave dial, 6 nights a week. And during the weeknights, it's from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock Mountain Time. If you want to know how you can get one of these radios and listen to us on a nightly basis or satellite, you'll find that out when you order our special introductory offer. You know, there's a scripture found in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. It says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." We pray that you would observe, and to help you to that end, we are offering this special introductory offer, which I've discussed in this broadcast. I do hope and pray that you'll consider what you've heard and that you'll take advantage of our offer and order it. It only costs you $2. You can write to us and get it. Thank you.
You've been watching Truth for the Times with Pastor Peter J. We hope you will take time to write Pastor Peters. Your comments and requests are welcome. This broadcast was made possible by the free will tithes and offerings of those who love truth and want to pass it on. If you want to help Pastor Peters to that end and these Truth for the Times broadcasts with your prayers and your support, to write Pastor Peters or to order items offered in this broadcast, write to Truth for the Times, P.O. Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535.